A Brunswick-based mental health service provider says it'll close its doors next month. Officials at Mary Meeting Behavioral Health Associates are blaming a cut in MaineCare funding. Fred Bever has the story.
Mary Meeting officials told Brunswick officials this week that they will lay off 170 clinical workers in the area by the end of next month. In a letter to Sarah Brayman, who chairs the town council, Mary Meeting says the decision came after notice from the state that starting on April 22, quote, MaineCare would no longer cover 80% of the community-based services provided by Mary Meeting. Mary Meeting officials did not reply to requests for comments, but Counselor Brayman says she's worried about its clients.
These services are absolutely vital to a vulnerable population.
Brayman says she's heard from Mary Meeting staff that they are working to find other providers who can offer services to the company's clients. And a spokeswoman for the State Department of Health and Human Services says it is working toward the same goal and will work with Mary Meeting to achieve it. DHHS spokeswoman Samantha Edwards declined further comment on the situation. Counselor Brayman says the pending layoffs, 30 of them based in Brunswick itself and the rest in other area communities, will be a tough hit to the local economy.
I'm very concerned about the loss of jobs. This is not an easy job market for Maine and including for Southern Maine, and I would say especially Brunswick, given that we have had the loss of the Navy base and we are still working hard to recover from that.
Some town officials took a more optimistic view, noting that unemployment rates in the area have dropped to new lows this year. But Mary Meeting's decision comes at a time of great turmoil among health providers who rely on MaineCare payments, with reimbursement limits blamed for the closure of two substance abuse centers last year. Drew Gattine, a Brunswick Democrat, co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. He says lawmakers should act to protect MaineCare providers
and make sure that the department is not going to do things that are going to harm people, and that's going to result in hundreds of Maine people losing their jobs if these community agencies have to close or significantly scale back their services. This is a really, really big deal.
Lawmakers could get a chance for a closer look at the issues on Friday when a public hearing on reimbursements for peer recovery centers is scheduled. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.